We are continuing Tafsira Surah Al Imran, and the verse we recited was verse number 96. Verily, the first house set up for mankind is the one at Becca, blessed and a guidance for the worlds. This is the translation of this verse. Allah is showing the importance of our Qibla, and He is putting arguments after arguments about why why house of God is the Qibla, you know, and he is giving arguments. We have to understand in what context all these verses are being revealed in Ali Imran. If we go to the previous verses, Allah talked about that the food was all kind of foods was allowed before the revelation of Torah, and because of the mischief of Jewish people, Allah made it forbidden to them, some of it, you know. And so that was one part of the story we read. And another argument was about the Qibla, you know, that they were objecting about the Qibla, that why there's a new Qibla being founded by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those were the two source of argument between people of book and Muslims. And now Allah is giving arguments to support the house of God, which is Kaaba, and Allah is revealing the verses now. Inna awwala baytin wudil lil nasi lalladhi bi bakkatam mubarakatam wa hudal lil alamin. Surely the first house set up for mankind is the one at the Becca, blessed and guidance for the worlds. So Imam Ali says, Allah the Glorified has tried all the people among those who came before, beginning with Adam up to the last ones in this world, with stones of Kaaba. Everybody has been tried, because this was not the first house built, but it was the first house for the worship was built, and that is the gist of it. A man asked Imam Ali about the first house to be built. So Imam said, no, surely there were houses before it, but it is the first house appointed for men, blessed, in which there is guidance, mercy and blessing. That's Imam Ali saying, describing the importance of Holy Kaaba. Imam said, there were houses before that, but it was the first house made for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the land on which the house stands is Becca, and the town is Mecca. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Mecca is called Becca because men and women are crowded therein. A woman prays in front of you and on your right and on your left with you, and there is no harm in it. But surely it is disliked in all other towns. So Becca is a land, Becca means gathering place. Becca is the land where Kaaba stands, and Mecca is the whole town. And it is for the whole mankind, it's not for Muslim. It's blessed one. And hudal lil alamin, and it's the guidance for the whole worlds, all the worlds. Now it's for the humanity, it's just not for Muslims, house of God. Now, how it is blessed one? The blessing comes for the everybody, not only for Muslim, but all the worlds. Why? Because when Muslim go there, they learn to see the unity among each other, and they get the guidance, because there are signs of Allah, so they get guidance to the monotheism, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they see the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they purify themselves and they come close to each other as good Muslims with the harmony. And these are the blessings. And they develop piety. And that piety is good for Muslims in this world and next world. And they get guided. That's the blessing. Right? That's why we, when we go to Hajj, we say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasatan wa fil akhirati hasatan wa qina adhaban nar. Oh Allah, give us goodness in this world and next world. And save us from the fire. Right? That's the prayer we do when we go to Kaaba. Right? So same way, we go for the blessing for this world and next world. That is the purpose of going to Kaaba, to the house of God. And Hudalil Alameen is guidance for the all the worlds. So how is guidance to the other people? When other people say that these Muslims, they go to Makkah and they do pilgrimage and they get united. So they see the importance of Makkah as a sign of unity and integrity. That's why when we, it's a saying in the West, right? Now this place has become Mecca of that thing. Now this place become Mecca of this thing. So they use word Mecca for a symbol of a sign of central point, you know, for anything, right? Sign of central point or a sign of a unity and integrity. So even non-believers know that Mecca is a point of unity and integrity and leadership. Please recite once Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. فيه آية بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. Therein are clear signs, the standing place of Abraham, and whoever enters it is secure, and pilgrimage to the house is a duty upon mankind for Allah, who can afford the journey to it, and anyone who disbelieves, then verily Allah is self-sufficiently independent of the worlds. This is a long verse. I'll go inshallah slow on this. Fihi ayatum bayyanatum maqamu Ibrahim. In this house, there are clear signs. Maqamu Ibrahim is the place of, standing place of Abraham. So now, in Tafsir al-Mizan, all these signs, which there have been three signs included here, right? Standing place of Abraham, and what Mizan says is the one sign. Second sign is that whosoever enters it feels secure there, secure. And third sign is who has the ability to do Hajj is another sign, right? These are all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Mizan says. So first sign is Maqam Ibrahim, the place, standing place of Abraham. What is Maqam Ibrahim? The footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is on the Maqam Ibrahim is just when we do tawaf, you know, we go around Kaaba, there's a place near Hajar Aswad, in front of next to Hajar Aswad, few meters away, you see Maqam Ibrahim. You see stone where footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam are there. He used to stand on that stone, and he used to build the Kaaba, and his son used to help him out. So that's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his servant built Kaaba, and this is his sign. So you see it and appreciate the holy presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that place. According to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, that the signs of Allah are standing place of Ibrahim and Hajar Aswad, the black stone, and the house of Ismail, according to sixth Imam, these are the signs. So now we go back to our verse. وَمَنْ دَخْلَهُ كَانَ آمِنَا. Whosoever enters, he is in security. That's another sign. Now, why? When we read Surah Ibrahim, in Surah Ibrahim, we see Ibrahim alayhi salam praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this town secure and protected, right? And that's what exactly happened, that Allah put in people's heart that this town is a secure town and this house is a secure house and it's a sanctuary. So we see that even non-believers who were doing Hajj before Islam, they were doing Hajj because they knew that this is a sacred house and they also believe that this is a sanctuary for peace. They saw it's Allah's sign that they always respected the house. Man dakhlau kana amna. Now the third one is based on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam that call people for Hajj. He said, it's in Surah Hajj, right? In Surah Hajj we have verses where Allah says to the Ibrahim alayhi salam to invite people for Hajj. What Hajj means? Literally meaning of Hajj means intention and action. Intention and action. To do what? Intention and action to do holy pilgrimage of the house. Right? So now the third part of verse is, and pilgrimage to the house is a duty upon mankind for Allah. Allah says to do the pilgrimage of the house is a duty for the mankind. Not for Muslim. Everybody Allah invites for the Hajj. For sure you're a Muslim, but Allah invites for Islam too. Who can afford the journey to it? One who can afford journey to it, it is duty. It becomes mandatory. And anyone who disbelieves, then verily Allah is self-sufficiently independent of the worlds. Allah says, one who disbelieves in that, Allah says, I am self-sufficiently independent of the worlds. I don't care for you. You care for me, right? I don't need you. You need me, right? So now we go in more hadith on these verses to understand in more in detail. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Imam Ali says, the abandoner of Hajj is infidel when he is capable. Means who abandons Hajj, besides he is capable to do that financially and physically and all that, and if he is not doing Hajj intentionally, then he is an infidel. Imam Ali says that. And whoever delays and there are a lot of commentary on this too, that whoever delays it a day after another until one dies, then he dies as a Jew or a Christian. Means intentionally not doing Hajj, you know. Because we are trying to understand the verse, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِينَ عَنِينَ عَالَمِينَ. So one who disbelieves. Now the question is, what is the meaning of the disbelief? Now there are different commentary on disbelief about this. What is the disbelief? The disbelief, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, that whosoever neglects the Hajj, whosoever neglects the Hajj, it becomes a disbelief. Means he takes it little kind of lightly, you know. According to Imam Musa alayhi salam, Musa Kazim alayhi salam, whoever says that it is not so obligatory becomes an unbeliever. So if somebody says that it's not mandatory on me to do Hajj, he becomes infidel. So there are a lot of statements about how you become infidel by not doing Hajj. You know, let me go back to the first verse which we did in Nawala Baiti Huzulil Nasi Lilladi, where the verse where we recited first. The first house being appointed for worship. Mansur, who was a caliph, Abbasi caliph, wanted to expand the boundary of Kaaba, and people around the Kaaba were not willing to give up their houses. They said that we live here, so how could you take our houses? So he came to sixth Imam and asked his opinion. Imams referred to this verse and explained that the first house appointed for the worship was this house. So he said to the Muslims of Makkah that if your houses were built before Kaaba, then you have authority to stay, because this was the first house of worship. And if your house houses were built after Kaaba, then you have no authority to keep your house if Kaaba is expanding. So people agreed on that, and they gave up their houses because Kaaba has been from the beginning for the worship. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَىٰ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Say, O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah while Allah is witness to what you do? So, Mizan, it is mentioned what signs Allah is talking about, what communication Allah is talking about disbelief. Mizan says those were the two main points, what they were disbelieving. One was the change of the Kaaba, Qibla. The change of Qibla was their disbelief. And second was that the change of the rule that the food was allowed until the revelation of Torah, and then afterward some food became haram, forbidden for Jews because of the mischief. They were not accepting those communications. So Mizan says those were the main one which Allah pointed out in these verses, that say, O people of book, why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah while Allah is witness to what you do? Allah is aware of what you've been doing. Next verse goes, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابَ لِي مَتَصَدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَ إِوَجَوْا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهُدَى وَمَنْ لَهُ بِغَافْلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Say, O people of book, why do you obstacle those who believe from the way of Allah, seeking to make it crooked while you are witness? But Allah is not heedless of what you do. Now this is another verse that Allah is saying that, O people of book, why do you obstacle the believers from the Allah's path and try to seek Allah's path, to make Allah's path crooked? And you are the witness. And Allah is not heedless what you do. So what they were doing, people of book, they were trying to confuse believers about Islam, about Quran. They were putting the doubts in their heart. They were making truth as falsehood and falsehood as a truth. That's what Allah is saying. That why you're looking a crookedness in the straight path? And why you're stopping the one who is believing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what they're doing. Just doing false propaganda about this, that, how come there is a new Qibla, and how come the food is allowed again, which was not allowed on us, putting doubts after doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are witness yourself. Antum shuhada. Allah says you are the witness on the reality, because you know that this new Qibla has been mentioned in your books. And you know that the Prophet has been mentioned in your books, and you know that the last Prophet will come, will have two different Qiblas. You know that, and Antum Shoda means you know that, and still you put in believers' mind doubts and make the right religion a crooked religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. This is Saran Salwar. Lama sallallahu Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ala. Now Allah says, believers, Ya ahiladina amnu in tutiyu فَرِيقَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ يَرَدُّكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. O you who have faith, if you hearken to a party from among of those who have been given the book, they will turn you back after your faith into disbelievers. Allah is making aware of believers that if you hear the party of the people of book, they will turn you from belief to disbelievers. So you got to be careful of their propaganda and creating doubts. They want you to become disbeliever, leave the faith. So now there is a commentary on this, that there was a Jewish man, his name was Shash ibn Qais. And Shash ibn Qais saw that the Muslims of Medina, especially Aus and Khazraj, those were the two groups, and they were Two groups who used to fight each other before Islam, and they became very friendly and they were having good ties, and he got jealous. So he sent a young man to Muslim people and started talking about the war of Biqat. What was war of Biqat? War of Biqat was between these two groups before Islam. Aus and Khazraj used to fight with each other all the time. So there was a very bloody war, and this young man got to them and reminded them how they fought so badly before and how much bloodshed was done. So they remembered their old time and they started fighting again, because that's what they wanted to do, to create fight, right? Right? So the news went to Prophet ﷺ, and this verse was revealed that Prophet said that don't listen to them, they will try to make you back to non-believers. They want to put a rift between you. So that is the explanation for this verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفَرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَةُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but how can you disbelieve while the verses of Allah are being recited unto you and His messenger is amongst you? And whoever holds fast to Allah will indeed be guided to the straight path. Allah is saying that how could you disbelieve when Allah's verses are being recited to you and among you Prophet is there? Right? There's the translation of the verse. And say, and whoever holds fast to Allah will indeed be guided to the straight path. So the gist is that if you have to keep the belief strong, the verses of Allah should be recited. And we have to get the guidance from Prophet ﷺ. Because at the time of revelation of the verses, the people of Medina used to recite and hear the verses of Quran and Hakim. And when they had questions, they used to go to Prophet, and Prophet used to clarify their issues. And those were the things which were taking them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question comes, what about us in our community? If we don't recite verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't hear them, understand them, and we don't follow Prophet Sunnah, we'll go to disbelief ourselves. And we'll get influenced by people of the book. And they will like to turn you back from right path through disbelief. That's why it's very important to read Quran Hakim and read Prophet Sunnah. And we have to have the belief that every Thursday Prophet gets our deeds reviewed. So Prophet is among us. Just like Prophet was among Muslims of Medina, we have to think that Prophet is among us also, just like that. Although we don't see him physically, but he's here. This is the reality. So to be close to Allah, وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقُدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. And whoever hold fast to Allah. How we hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our purity of our heart. And go to His holy essence. Through Quran and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and al-Bayt. That's how we hold fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Now Allah is inviting for piety. Now Allah is saying, oh, you have faith, be in fear of Allah as it is due to Him. And do not die unless you are Muslim. This is a very serious verse. Allah is saying that, O believer, fear Allah as it is due to be feared. And do not die unless you are Muslim. The fear of Allah should be how much? It has to be. Now what is the limit of that? That limit is the limit. There is no limit how much we should fear. Because why should we fear? Because of His punishments. Because of His chastisement, which he will do if we sin. So the fear is because, and for that we have to do asking people to do good deeds and refrain from evil deeds. The Amar bin Maruf and Nahy bin Munkar, this is part of it, to implement piety in ourselves, in our community. Now, Imam Sadiq says the due piety is in the fact that Allah be obeyed and not to be disobeyed, to be remembered and not to be forgotten, and to be thanked with no ingratitude. So there are three things in this verse which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explains. What is that piety? What is the piety? Allah should be obeyed and not disobeyed. Allah should be remembered and not to be forgotten, and to be thanked and not to have ingratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are three basic things, how you observe the piety. Imam Ali says, by Allah no one acted upon it. He's talking about this verse. Right, and Imam Ali says, by Allah, no one acted upon it except the house of Messenger of Allah. We remembered him, so we do not forget him. And we thanked him, so we are never ungrateful to him. And we obeyed him, so we never disobeyed him. That is the piety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that وَلَا تَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ means do not die unless you are submissive. So our life should be in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till we die. That is the piety. Now the verse number 103. وَعَتَصُمَ بِي حَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِسْكُنْ I'll recite one more time. Verse number 103. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِينَ وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاسْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِسْكُنْتُمْ عَادَاءً فَأَلَّفْ بَيْنَا قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبينه لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. This is a long verse and we'll go slow inshallah, and hold fast by the cord of Allah altogether and do not separate, and remember Allah's favor on you when you were enemies. Then he united your hearts with love. And thus you became brother by his favor. While you were on the brink of a pit of fire, then he delivered you from it. Even so, Allah makes clear his signs for you so that you may be guided. It's a long verse, inshallah, will go slow. So Allah is saying that you should hold fast to Allah's cord and do not get separated. And remembers Allah's favor on you when you were enemies. Now let's go first to the code. There are a lot of hadith on this. Messenger of Allah says, the book of Allah is the code of Allah outstretched from heaven to earth. This is the code, book of Allah, outstretched from heaven to the earth. Another hadith, the Messenger of Allah says, surely the Quran is a rope, one end of which is in the hand of Allah and the other end is in your hands. Therefore hold fast to it, because you will never slip nor will you ever go astray after holding fast to it. So Allah's book is the rope, is the code. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, and the code of Allah is, it is the Quran. That's the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, they are the code of Allah which he has ordered to hold fast to. So we are seeing the code is Quran and Prophet sallallahu alayhi and Ahlul Bayt. Because when you hold the cord, then you don't get separated. So how do you get separated? When you leave this cord, you get separated. What is the cord? Quran, Book of Allah, and Prophet, and Ahlul Bayt. They are the cord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what happened to the Muslim world because of leaving Quran and Sunnah and Ahlul Bayt, there is a separation. And now Allah is saying, and remember Allah's favor on you when you were enemies. When they were enemies. Before Islam came to Makkah and Medina, people used to fight like enemies for small things. And they were enemies. And they were always in battle. Like Aus and Khazraj, they were always fighting. They were all fighting. There was no any concept of unity. Now Allah is saying, and remember Allah's favor on you when you were enemies. Then He united your heart with love. So Allah put love in the heart. Right? When the faith comes to the monotheism, love comes. Allah says, who united? Allah. Put love in their heart. Now today when Muslims are disunited and fighting. Same way. Because they have left the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran and Sunnah. And Ahlul Bayt. That's why they got again hatred and fighting with each other. That's what we are seeing. This ISIS and the fights and terrorism, which we're all seeing because of leaving code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you became brother by His favor while you were on the brink of the pit of fire, then He delivered you from it. Allah says that He made you brothers to each other because of the faith of monotheism. You became brother. Before that, you were on the brink of pit of fire. What is the meaning of the brink of pit of fire? Because it was always fire going on with you. You were on the brink of pit of fire. Means you were always in the war and battlefield. You hated each other. You were fighting for the small things. You were greedy. You were full of anger in your heart. So Allah saved you from the pit of fire. And put love among each other and made you brothers. Another pit of fire is that if you follow Islam, your heart is at the peace. You are happy. You are not fighting each other. And you are saved from the hellfire of afterlife. That's the pit of fire too. So Allah is saying that I saved you from that. Even so, Allah makes clear His signs for you so that you may be guided. Allah explains His signs so we can get guided. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّتَيْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمَرُ مِلْبَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَاكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And there should be party among you who invite to good and enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong. And these are the day that shall be prosperous. Now Allah is talking about that among you should be party who should invite for the goodness, for the good, and enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong. And these are the one who will be prosperous. This is Amr bin Maruf and Nahy Munkar is the basic duty of all the Muslims. We know that. It's part of Furu-e-Din. Amr bin Maruf and Nahy Munkar is, and it should be persistent. But it is like a general Amr bin Maruf and Nahy Munkar. But they are experts like scholars, Allah addressed them in this. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Among you should be a group. This is addressed to the scholars who know how to do it in a proper way, in a way that people don't get offended and message gets delivered. So Allah is talking about these people, that they should be involved to call people for goodness and enjoy the right and forbid the wrong. And these are the prosperous people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the ones who are prosperous. Because if Imam Ali says, do not give up enjoining right and forbidding wrong, lest the mischievous gain position over you, and then when you pray, your invocation will not be granted to you. Mischievous get. Now, you know, when I read this verse, I remember Imam Hussain alayhi salam, how the mischievous was ruling Yazid at that time. And how people will start doing Amr bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar at the time of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and how he sacrificed his life to do Amr bin Maruf and Nahi Munkar. Before we go further, I want to go back to وَعَتَصْمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرُّقُوا, that all of you get together and hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't get disunited. I want to go to some hadith that وَعَتَصْمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that rope is the rope of Quran Hakim and Sunnah. So there are a lot of ahadith from Mizan, volume 6, in which Prophet said, there are a lot of ahadith, not just one, that Jewish people got divided into 71 sects, only one will go to paradise. And Christian people got divided into 72 sects, only one will go to paradise. And he said that in my ummah, there will be 73 sects, only one will go to paradise. And we know a lot of ahadith about Saqlain hadith that Prophet left a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt and said that do not leave them, they will be always together. Now Prophet said that from Muslims only one will go to paradise. And he said, there are long hadiths, I don't have time to read the whole detail. But Prophet said that whatever the people of Book did, Muslims follow exactly the same thing. All those evils what they did, you will do the same evils. Even if one of them had an incestuous relationship openly with his mother, you will do the same thing. So Prophet did not differentiate between Muslims and Jews and Christians with their behavior. And said that 72 sects will go to fire from Muslims. And one will go to paradise. So they ask Prophet, which one will go? Which one will go to paradise? Volume 6 Mizan, page number 296. That on which I and my companions today. He said, on which me and my companions are today, they will go to paradise. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Who are the companions? Companions, Miqdad, Salman, Abu Zar. Those were the companions who were with the Prophet all the time. Got Quran in their heart with Prophet. وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ كُنْتُمْ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَةٌ وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَةُ اللَّهِ. أَنْتُمْ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولٌ. They were the one, they were reciting the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were benefiting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They followed Quran inch by drop by drop. They followed Prophet foot to step. They sacrificed their life for Islam. They were drained. They were drenched in Islam. Miqdad, Salman, they were drenched in Islam. They fought many holy battles. Prophet said, one who will be like me and my companions will go to paradise. The rest will be in fire. This verse, this hadith, is mentioned in Mizan, volume 6, page 296. We should always remember that. These are the companions who will go to heaven. If we become true companions of Imam Zama, alayhi salam, we will go to inshallah heaven. Otherwise, there is no heaven for us. We read a lot of hadith that the rope of Allah is Quran Hakim. One end is held by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one end is held by us. Prophet is teaching us. This is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Hakim, how much we do Quran Hakim? How much we read and ponder and try to act on this? How much we follow the Sunnah just like Miqdad and Salman followed? Unless we don't do that, we are not there for paradise. This is the truth. How much Quran is being held in all this center? How much is being pondered? How much is memorization? How much is listening? How much is the fellowship? How much we are trying to sacrifice in our life and take this? Now we see today, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٌ يَدُونَ لَلْخَيْرِ. We read this verse. We see Imam Hussain alayhi salam, but we see today Sheikh Nimr. He was the one. We read this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam that if you start doing Amr bin Maruf Nahi Munkar, Allah will put on you a zalim who is going to do zulm. There are zalimin in our world, these kings who are doing zulm. If Sheikh Nimr stood up with Amr bin Maruf Nahi Munkar and he talked about truth and justice. He is the one who we say send salam. They are the one who will go to paradise. They try to follow the path of Miqdad and Salman. in this tough world, we have to have strength through our Holy Quran and Prophet Sunnah and our Imam, that we follow those paths of Imam Hussein and we see Sheikh Nimr path to stand up against oppression and say the truth. Even if you have to sacrifice our life, may Allah accept our prayer that our Imam comes as soon as possible and we become his companions and helpers, and Allah give us martyrdom. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.